It's time for the National Agri-Marketing Association Agribusiness Forum, which is going to be held in Kansas City. And with me to talk about that is the chairman of this year's Agribusiness Forum, and that's Scott Kerfman, who is a team lead at AdFarm. And Scott, why don't you, first of all, tell us about who all worked with you to help put on this year's event and some of the things that you had to do to make this event happen.
We had a committee put together from a cross-section of various folks that are NAMA members that represent folks from advertising agencies to media companies to various companies that work within the agricultural sector itself. We wanted to put together a conference that really would provide members and attendees with some great insight on what's going on in the future and things that they could really take home with them and that they can then apply into their own business that they do from on a day-to-day basis.
So what is the theme that was picked for this year's Agribusiness Forum and why?
The game's changed. You know, it's not baseball, it's not football. We're talking about marketing and the dramatic changes in the rules of business and the relationships that people within and sectors within the agricultural marketing chain have with each other.
How long has your committee been working to put together this program that we've got this year at the Agribusiness Forum?
We've met several times over the last, I believe the first time the committee got together was in the springtime of this year. And so we've been working on this now for, about 4 or 5 months in conjunction with the leadership and the folks at the National Agri-Marketing Association to put together this program. Because as you know, Chuck, I'm sure when you put a program like this together, coming up with the ideas and the content's one thing, and then being able to secure folks that can bring that content and idea to life is another, and having enough time in advance to secure those folks and to get on their calendars and have them come to the conference to be some of our speakers and panel members was something that we've been really working on over the past several months.
Let's turn to the program itself now, and I know we're going to get started off on Tuesday afternoon with a formal kickoff session. Tell us about that, but I think even before that happens, we've got a little early session that people can attend if they're in before that mid-afternoon kickoff.
It was a report that has already been circulated a little bit, but we are having a pre-forum session that is piggybacking on top of the Agribusiness Forum. And what it is, there was recently the American Business Media AgriCouncil conducted a survey. The survey was conducted by Harris Interactive, and what it was in regards to was how producers use different ag media, including print, broadcast, internet, as sources to learn about products and their use in decision-making and purchasing process. Some various folks probably within our organization members have already seen this survey, but we wanted to really make sure everybody gets one more opportunity to see the results of this study. We feel it also gives a chance to kind of get you in a frame of mind of thinking of what's the market thinking when it comes to their decision-making process. The actual forum itself really gets going at 3 o'clock there on Tuesday. And what the title of this session is going to be, and it's a panel discussion, and we've titled it The New Game in Town, and it's the challenges in the era of customer-focused marketing. We're not going to be talking about CRM or anything like that here, Chuck. What we're talking about is, on a more broad perspective, set the stage on what our overall theme is. It's to have a discussion of who are the customers out there, who's all in the chain, and how do they interact with each other.
So after we get done with our kickoff session on Tuesday afternoon, I guess we get into a little bit of social activity with a reception, and then awards will be given that night at a banquet. And I think this is really a key element for the people who are in the business, who will see some of their peers recognized. And tell us what type of awards will be given out at the banquet.
We will be giving out the Professional Development Awards of Excellence. And what these awards are for is to really just give some really good credit where credit's due for individuals that have really excelled in marketing communications, particularly in product species management, public relations, and sales. And they are NAMA members. It's always an exciting thing to see the folks get credit for just the great things that they've done within our sector.
We do have another speaker that will be talking after the dinner, and then the next day we have a number of presentations that will go through early, I think mid-afternoon actually. If you would, just give us kind of a brief overview of the balance of the program and the types of speakers and other topics that will be covered at the Agribusiness Forum this year.
But one of our first sessions is talking about ag distribution, the role, the influences, and the challenges. And we've got a great panel set up for that discussion, and it's going to talk about the future of and what's been going on in ag distribution. Then we've got actually later on in the morning, we have a representative from Southwest Airlines that's going to come in. And Southwest Airlines had started a program called Ding. It's really an interesting aspect of using your IT, information technology side of things, into a true customer loyalty equation. We have a luncheon speaker, and what we're excited about that is because when you are talking about what impacts your customer and who is their customer, well, a lot of this does come down, Chuck, is how do people make decisions? And we're looking forward to having it'd be a fun discussion, entertaining discussion, but then also with a lot of good substance to it on just what goes into people's minds when they're trying to make a decision and impacting that decision-making process. And then later on in the afternoon, we're going to be more further into what's the next big thing out there from the consumer, from a consumer food trends. And actually, one of our speakers we have there is John Block from the Food Marketing Institute. He's going to be moderating that session and also talking about some recent findings that the Food Marketing Institute has come up with. Then we finish things up with a quite an entertaining topic, or I like the title that we have for this topic is Mad Cow, Oil, and Pickle Consumers, How Strange Events Shape Agricultural's Future Today.
For people who may get to hear this interview in time but haven't registered, can they still do so? And if so, how would they go about getting registered for the conference?
Since it is on a short notice right now, you definitely could still register for the conference. And how I would recommend you do that is to call them directly. Call the National Agri-Marketing Office, and their number is 913-491-6500, and do a kind of a last-minute registration to attend the conference, and they'll point you in the right direction there. The conference is audio-taped. And you can purchase tapes from the conference there by contacting the same number I mentioned just a few moments ago at NAMA. We'd love to have more people there. We already do have a nice list of folks that are that have registered, and so we're looking forward to having a very successful conference from a content as well as a participation standpoint. It's kind of like a great dinner, you know, and if you weren't there for it, the leftovers are going to be even better, just as good. And how we feel that is that's where folks can get some of the audio tapes after the fact and be able to listen to some of the great things that are presented.
Well, thank you very much, Scott Kerfman, who is a team lead at AdFarm and also the chairman of this year's NAMA Agribusiness Forum. For the NAMA Agribusiness Forum, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.